It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. You probably love books that make you laugh, but do you sometimes need a book that gives you butterflies? Reviewer Marjorie Maddox has a recommendation.
I first enjoyed the work of writer and poet Kirk Nesset in 2004 when I chose his work for an anthology on Pennsylvania poets. Now Nesset has a new fresh-off-the-press short story collection, Mr. Agreeable. The cover shows a stone statue of a man who stares out at me. Behind him is a watercolor blue sky, and beneath the sky a sterile suburban neighborhood. I can't decide which is more unsettling, the stone man or the overly neat neighborhood. Across the book's title page, the author has scrawled, "May these tiny tales delight and disconcert you, agreeably so." The handwriting slants decidedly up. The inscription seems particularly appropriate. Having just finished this new book, I am delighted, I am disconcerted, and agreeably so. Here's why. Most of these quick fictions are under 4 pages. All are slanted from odd yet intriguing angles. Many of the stories are sharp-edged tales about people who are overly polished, chipped, or completely shattered. The title story, Mr. Agreeable, begins, "When your wife says she's leaving, you do not object. You tell her to do as she pleases, watching the suitcases open and fill. She says you shouldn't be so agreeable. You nod." And so, Mr. Agreeable agrees himself into awkward conversations and strained relationships. At the story's end, he gets mugged. Bleeding on the ground, he puts his ear to the pavement. The cracked earth shifts and groans. His compliance has widened the gaps. A happy outcome from an optimist, this is not. Still, throughout the book, there is plenty of comedy to go with the tragedy, like the story where a grocery shopper enlists a stranger to act like his girlfriend to make his former girlfriend jealous. One of my favorite pieces has a narrator who is addicted to books. Nesset writes, "The books rumble, they shudder, they sputter and shake. We can save you," they shriek. Kirk Nesset's books may have just that power. In the final story, a man catches sight of himself and his beloved on TV. What he sees in that brief moment is a pair of happy people, people who have sprung back and know what joy is because they've earned it. And that's what much of Mr. Agreeable is about: how to survive in an often humorous, often strange, often heart-wrenching world.
That book is Mr. Agreeable by Kirk Nesset, published by Mammoth Books. Our reviewer, Marjorie Maddox, is the Director of Creative Writing at Lock Haven University of Pennsylvania. She's also the author of several poetry collections. Join our community of readers. Visit our website at wpsu.org/bookmark to comment on any of the books you hear about on our show. That's your bookmark for this week. On WPSU, I'm Cynthia Berger.